Yuha Tomita is dancing the part of Misha in this Russian folktale. Artistic director Sergio Neglia was working with Tomita during a recent rehearsal.
Yeah, my E.
Tomita comes from Buffalo's sister city, Kanazawa, Japan.
Ballet is not really popular in Japan, so like, but in America, many people like dance.
Tomita first danced in Buffalo with Neglia during the summer of 2010, when she was only 12. At the time, she attended an intensive dance training course. That's when Tomita decided to study full-time at Neglia. She's now in her second year of high school at Buffalo Seminary and is part of the Neglia Conservatory.
What do you like about ballet?
I like everything, like music, like dancing with music, and I like acting and all everything.
Tomita admits it takes a lot of work to train as a ballet dancer and keep up on her schoolwork.
So hard, actually. Like, I have to study and I have to homework every day after ballet.
Tomita heads to the ballet studio right after school, spending about 3 hours each week taking classes and also attends rehearsals. Since 1983, Neglia has had a long-standing relationship with Japan as a performer and bringing back dancers like Tomita to Buffalo.
And I used to perform there all the time and teach all the time. So for a long time, I've been doing that every year almost. So every year I do that. So I always had this idea, because they give me so much, Japan, so I always thought, I have to give some back. So I said, why can't they just come here and study here for many years? And they did slowly come. And with Yuha, by doing the interchange from Kanazawa, sister city from Buffalo, they asked me to go over there. I taught there, and then they came a group here about 5 years ago, and she was one of the girls.
Neglia, who is known for his expressive stage style, works to instill that in his dancers. It's much different from the training Tomita receives in Japan.
Well, the Japanese, they're perfection. They have the training, which is very good, this Vaganova Basi training or Bolshoi training, which is fantastic. But they are a little different for me, a little harsh, how they work. And so I always thought that my style, it's just so much movement in my body. So I always teach my way of you know, discipline of the ballet. And it just works like a charm for many dancers.
What have you learned here at Neglia that has helped and enhanced your dance?
I learned many expressions, and it's very comfortable to dance.
Was it hard to do that at first?
Yeah, it's really hard. I couldn't do anything.
So no one ever taught you that before until you came here?
Yeah.
And with Yuha, it's incredible. I mean, the dynamics too. Her body starts changing a lot because the dynamics I do are so... It's not all the time the same square. It's out, in, out. It's just great. I mean, she's doing great. And she's changed in a year and a half incredibly.
Tomita aspires to be a professional dancer, and for now, she says she doesn't miss home because she loves ballet. In her role as Misha, Tomita must play a brave little girl who defeats the evil antics of Baba Yaga, a witch played by Neglia.
But this is one of the hardest roles I've ever done because it requires so much from your body. Like, I'm used to just jump, leaping and turning, but this is all crooked. So the way you have to breathe and your body moves your heads around and your arms, it's very folk style, which I used to do, but not for a long time. So every time I do it once a year, it just kind of like is hard in your body. So it's a challenge.
Yeah. You really feel it.
Yeah, I always feel it. Yeah, when I was 25, it's amazing. It takes me about a week and then I'm fine.
About 3,000 Buffalo school children will have a chance to watch Baba Yaga before it's performed Saturday evening at Shays. This show is a perfect Halloween treat with eerie sets and young dancers appearing as mushrooms and skeletons and plenty of stage effects, including a large cauldron pot and a home with large chicken feet. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.